share a message just for a few minutes. Open your Bible to John 8. And I want to dive right in. Somebody shout glow. Come on, everybody. Somebody shout glow. If you're under the age of 18, shout glow. If you're above the age 18, shout glow. If you don't know how old you're... No, I won't go there. Hey, I want to also thank you for all the incredible birthday texts and greetings and posts and cards and all that. Thank you. I did turn the tender age of 52 this week. And so thank you for making this just sort of really, really incredible week. As you're flipping over to the Gospel of John, verse 8, I just want to let you know God is doing things in our church. Amen? That this has been a supernatural week. We have seen the saving power of God show up. We served 85 plus correctional officers, an incredible lunch on Friday. We got a chance to touch every single one of those incredible men and women that serve. We hosted a funeral on Friday as well, and we saw three people give their life to the Lord right in the middle of a funeral. Hold on. I said right in the midst of a funeral, we saw three people give their life to the Lord. Amen? I don't know about you, but one of the greatest miracles we can ever offer our community is Jesus. Amen? I love bicycles as much as the next person. I've been known to be called the produce man. I've been known to be called the food man. I've been known to be called a lot of things. But I'm telling you, the greatest thing that we can give away is Jesus. Amen? Food won't save you. A bicycle won't save you. A glow stick won't save you. Only Jesus will save you. Amen? But I am glad the church doors are open, and I am glad that you are a part of this incredible house. Can you shout amen? Come on, are you in the Gospel of John? Hey, that was good. Are you in the Gospel of John, verse 8, or chapter 8, verse 12? It says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever, somebody shout, whoever. In other words, there's no qualifications. There's no color of skin. There's, whether you rode a bike or walked to church today, whether you got fancy clothes on or whether you had to scrape together something for your Sunday best. The Bible says, whoever follows me, in other words, whoever follows Jesus, they will never, shout that word, never. Come on, you guys are going to have to work with me. Shout the word, never. The word says, we will never walk in darkness, but we will have the light of life. I like this verse in this version. It's in the Passion Translation. It says, then Jesus said, I am the light to the world. Those who embrace me will experience life-giving light, and they will never walk in darkness. For you see, God created light, amen? God created light. God separated darkness into light. It talks about in Genesis. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. How many of you know there's power when God speaks? There's power when God declares who he is. There's power when God says, this is who I am, and I don't change, amen? I am light, the Bible says. There's all sorts, and I don't have time this morning to go through all of the places where light shows up in the Old Testament, the New Testament. But light means throughout the scripture, it means illumination. It means something that clarifies. It brings brightness. It brings happiness. It expels darkness. Light was good. God created it, amen? Light was good. Darkness is the opposite, obviously. Darkness is the opposite of light, where you can't see where you're going, where it's chaotic, where it's scary. My wife and a handful of other folks went to a conference recently, and I've this saying that one of the speakers, I don't remember who it was, said, is that people that are in the dark oftentimes, most of us, I don't know about you, most of us get scared. You can't see where you're going. You can't feel where you're going. You can't touch where you're going. There's no way out. You don't know which way is out. But this powerful truth is that if somebody is with you, it's not nearly as scary being in the dark. And so my message this morning on Glow Sunday is to let you know that Jesus said in chapter 8, he said, if you are in me, I am in you. Amen? And if you follow me, then you will never, somebody shout never. It says you will never be in the dark. So why do we need light, y'all? We need light in order to get rid of the darkness in our life. All of us have it. Whether you're 5 or whether you're 85, all of us have some kind of darkness in our light. There's only one way. You can't medicate it. You can't outdrink it. You can't outsmoke it, dope it. You can't outrun the darkness. Why? Because it's on the inside of you. Amen? There's only one way that we dispel the darkness, and that is what the Gospel of John said, follow Jesus. Follow him. Follow him. So who needs light? Not only believers, but everybody else outside of those doors. Amen? Everybody will encounter this week. Regardless, once again, regardless of how much money they have in the bank, no, regardless of how well they're put together, oftentimes it's the people that are put together the most that actually need Christ the most. Have you noticed that? And the people that they don't have very much, they actually are the most open to the gospel. I don't know why, I don't know how that happens, but I just know that pride kills people. Amen? When you think you have arrived at some measure, some point in life, because of the numbers of zeros in your bank account, because of the whatever education, whatever it may be, but I just know that God looks on the condition of your hearts. For you see, I believe we have a mandate as believers. Oftentimes there's two reasons why we don't glow, why we don't shine, why we don't get the word of God and the light of God that's on the inside of us out of us. And so this morning, I wanna push us as a church like never before to penetrate the darkness that's out in our world. Andrew talked about it earlier. Have you noticed our world is getting darker and darker? I'm amazed at some of the stupidity that's happening across our world, in our community. I'm amazed at some of the evil that exists in our own community. But how do you know we have the answer, y'all? Somebody shout glow. His name is Jesus. We have to shine his light brighter. It's not about me. It's not about even you. It's about the Jesus on the inside of you. Amen? To shine, to glow, to be bright. For you see, we must go against the grain to shine. We must go against culture. Culture says for you and I as believers, for you and I to just kind of be hidden in our corner and not make any waves and just go with the flow. And we love everybody, which is absolutely true. But the Bible sometimes needs to be a little confrontational. This gospel is a little confrontational, y'all. It doesn't offend, but it reveals. We have to be light, y'all. We have to shine like never before. Jesus was in the streets. He spent a lot of time in the synagogue, but he spent most of his time on the streets. I don't know about you, but I am believing God that when we walk out this door today on what is the darkest day on the calendar, October 31st, we don't celebrate Halloween as a church. We don't celebrate Halloween as believers. But let me tell you what we will do. We will shine our light bright. Amen. Not only today, but in every day going forward. Why? Because that dark world on the other side of those doors, it needs Jesus. Amen. You and I have a responsibility. If God has transformed your life, then get it out to somebody that needs him. Don't be intimidated. Don't be scared. For you see, the problem is oftentimes the world can't tell the difference between Jesus followers in the world. That's the sad truth. Sometimes the world can't tell whether you actually know Christ by your fruit. Sometimes the world can't tell whether you know God because of what comes out of your mouth, what you post on Facebook, the way that you drive your car, ladies. Oh, wow. Strike that from the video. Strike that. I didn't mean that. Oh, that was one brave man in this entire auditorium to say that. I mean, sometimes we can't tell between who's serving God and who's not serving God. By the clothes that you wear, amen? By the bars that you hang out. By what you do on Saturday night. The world can't tell that you're glowing because you're in a dark bar on Saturday night and you can't make it to church on Sunday. I'm talking to all the folk that are just waking up right now. It happens. Hey, listen. We have to be light. We have to be light on the workplace. We have to show up early. We have to work hard. We have to give 110%. Sometimes we may need to stay a little bit later. Sometimes we just need to raise our hand. Mr. Boss, Miss Boss, what else can I do? See, that's counterculture, y'all. Counterculture say it's about me, 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 me. What are you going to do for me, Mr. Business Owner or Miss Business Owner? Are you with me? I want y'all to glow. Somebody shout glow. I believe the greatest place, the greatest opportunity for us as a church is to glow in the workplace. It's to glow in the schools. Amen? Hey, I love our private Christian school. I love Jubilee Christian Academy. I think we have the best school ever. Ever. However, I also know that there is an incredible mission field on the other side of Washington High School, of Brentwood Elementary, of Montclair, wherever, of Tate High School, wherever it may be. There is an incredible mission field. And the only way that we're ever going to reach those kids is that some young person is willing to shine their light. The only way that you and I are ever going to glow on a Monday is for you and I to walk into our workplace and let them know that Jesus lives on the inside of me by the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you dress, and the way you work. Amen? Come on, I got a quick acronym. G-L-O-W, GLOW. I'm going to fly through this. Write this down, GLOW, G-L-O-W. How many know that whenever you and I were kids, that there was this amazing, rich, deep song that was written by, I'm not sure who it was, but I guarantee you, when I start singing it off key, and I'm not looking at my wife right now, you'll join with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it. Come here, Leah. Come here, Sophia. Race up here real quick. Keep singing. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let's let somebody actually can sing. Sing it. Here we go. Sing it one more time.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Woo! Woo! Here, girls. Wait, 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 wait. It's just pure bribery. Oh, wait, she's coming back up. Only my daughter would trade candy in. Just bear with us, y'all. We didn't rehearse this. And hey, just because I love y'all. All right. Y'all did good as well. Come on. G-L-O-W, first word. It stands for you and I have to grow. If we're going to glow, we must. If we're going to glow, we must. We got to grow in order to glow. In other words, we can't be in the same place that we were, battling the same things we were doing last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago. In other words, you can't drag in your baggage every single Sunday morning and ever expect to glow. For you see, that verse talks about, go back to John 8. It says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. In other words, that verse was an action verse. That verse was a movement verse. That was a verse in which you have to go forward. Amen? You have to walk. You will never, the Bible says, if you follow me, you will never do what? You will never walk in darkness. Are you with me? So if we are going to glow, we must grow. In other words, we have to be maturing. We have to be showing fruit. Something has to be coming out of our life that somebody that is living in the world, they need to see something in you that is attractive to the Jesus that's on the inside of you. Amen? In other words, we have to be growing. We have to be moving forward. We have to be knowing that our maturity is, we're maturing, that we're going through seasons of what I used to struggle with, I don't struggle with today. We have to have vision. We have to walk in integrity. We have to move forward. Somebody shout forward. You have to move forward when you're walking. Hey, listen, the Bible doesn't say if there will be challenges, if there will be problems, if there will be circumstances, if there will be trouble. The Bible says when. Amen? When. But we have to be as a church, you have to be as a person, as a son, as a daughter, as a mom, as a dad, you have to be growing in order to glow. You have to be growing in order to glow. Hey, listen, you can chase a lot of things while you're walking. You can go in a lot of different directions. But my Bible says that God orders my footsteps. How many know that if I win the whole world as a dad, if I chase fame and fortune, we were talking about this in Men's Connect this week. We were talking about what is the definition of success. We had a lot of definitions, actually. But how many know the world oftentimes, maybe even you have been guilty. I know I have been guilty of it. Chasing a title, chasing how much money you got in your 401k, chasing that or chasing this or chasing a title. That's not success, y'all. You can't take any of that with you. Amen? But what you can take with you is legacy. What you can take with you is purpose. What you can take with you is pouring into your kids. Amen? What you can take with you to show growth is fruit of the Spirit. We sang about it earlier. Come on, we got to grow in order to glow. You ready for L? L, you know where this one's going. We got to love like never before. We got to love like never before. The Bible talks about love God, love others, and love yourself. Deuteronomy 6:5, one of my favorite verses in all of the Bible. It says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and with all of your strength. In fact, in the New Testament, Jesus talks about that again. He says, love God, two greatest commandments. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. If you want to know the culture of our church, love God. Love people, all sizes, all shapes. Look around you. Look at this church. Y'all the strangest looking bunch. Look. Take a look. Just look at y'all. Look at your neighbor. Just say, you're strange. Look at you. This is the strangest looking church. Jimmy, am I right? I mean, it's strange. I mean, you're not strange. Well, actually, you are strange. Your wife, I love her. We're just a strange. October babies, we gotta stick together. We're strange. But you know what? What binds us together is loving God and loving people. Amen? Here's my heart, y'all. Here's Angela's heart. Here's the heart of our church. Is that we will welcome anybody, any condition, any past, anybody. Why? Because we serve a God that can save them, rescue them, love on them. Show them the love, the mercy, the compassion of God. So I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you've been, where you're heading. I just know that we are commanded to love God and love people. Are you with me? Love God and love people. In fact, Jesus even talked about it. The disciples were having some kind of stupid argument about who was greater and who was the best And Jesus just basically just interrupted them. I love Jesus interrupting our dumb arguments. Have you ever had an argument? Jesus just interrupts you. He's like, hey, that's not really important right now. Let me tell you what's important. And this is in John 13:35. It says, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. In other words, if you want to somehow prove that you are spiritual, it's not your Bible degree. Ooh, nothing against Bible degrees. Amen? If you want to prove that you're spiritual, it's not how many conferences that you speak at. It's not how many series that you have on YouTube. It's not your fancy word blog that you do for Jesus. Actually, what that verse says, that if you really want to know how to love somebody, it's to follow God, follow Jesus. Prove to the world through your love that you're a disciple. Gotta love to glow. Gotta love to glow. Got to love to glow. Grow to glow. Love to glow. Come on, let's do the next one. Others. Yes, I'm going to go there. In order for us to glow, we have to put other people first. If you want to know what kind of church we are, if you're new to our church, which by the way, I'm Pastor Tim. Someone got on to me the other day. You really need to introduce yourself. So there you go. 20 minutes into the message. Better late than never. If you want to know what kind of leaders Angela and I am, as well as our leader, we're servant leaders. We serve others. We put others ahead of ourselves. Amen? We serve you. Amen? That's just what kind of people we are. So if you, I guarantee you, you'll never catch me ever saying these words. That's not my job. You'll never hear me say that. My prayer is that leaps onto our church like never before. Guess what? If this is your house, if this is your family, guess who does the work? We do. You do. I do. Amen? Scrub toilets, take care of babies, pick up trash in the parking lot, vacuum the floor, do a gospel message. By the way, Cherish, you killed it yesterday. Woo! Give out food. Which, by the way, we're up to 250,000 pounds of food in the last 18 months we've given out. Amen? Give out bikes, whatever it is. Why? Because I want to put others first. This is what Jesus talked about in Mark 9. And I'm wrapping up. He sat down, Jesus did. He called the 12 disciples over to him and said, whoever wants to be first... Whoever wants to be first must take last place. Yeah, thank you for one amen. Let me say that again. Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else. Man, you want to talk about going against the grain. Holy cow. Just look on Instagram. Good Lord, social media is exploding with people taking pictures of themselves in all sorts of crazy places and crazy outfits and crazy situations to do what? To bring all the attention on them. It's counterculture, you guys. But I'm telling you, God is building a church called Jubilee and His church. That is less consumed, less focused on me and more focused on people that are dying and going to hell. Amen? I believe there's going to be a day where you are going to have to stand on you're going to have to stand up behind the walls because God is going to fill this house with people that may don't look like you. They may have crazy hair. They may have had a bike. I just believe God, there's going to be a season in which this house is going to be full of the broken, the busted, the disgusted. And I would gladly give up my comfortable chair in order to make sure she can sit down. Can I have an amen? Amen? I believe one day that we're going to have an auditorium full of young people. If there's ever a season where we need to be reaching college campuses, Washington High School, Escambia High School, we need to be reaching the middle schools, the elementary schools, it's today, y'all. I want to put a young person ahead of me. I want to serve a young person. I want to serve in the nursery. I want to serve in the kids' church. I want to serve in Jube Juniors. I want to serve on a youth night on a Wednesday night. I want to do something because if you are lacking something in your own life, if you are believing God for a young person in your life, the best thing that you can do is do that verse. Put somebody else ahead of you. I believe this principle all my heart. If I lack something in my life, bless somebody else. If you don't have money for your bills, you don't have anything to give, serve. Doesn't cost anything. Serve your neighbor. Go mow their yard. Pick up their mail. Go fix their car. I don't know what it is, but put others first. Amen? Are you guys with me? Glow. Glow. Others. You got to put others first in order to glow. If we're so consumed with me, jubilee, we've missed the whole part of the gospel. It's not about us. It's about others. Woo. Last one. Come on, worship team. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Last one. It's going to be witness. Yeah, I'm going to go there. We've got to be a witness. We have to be a light. It says in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. I'm going to read it for you. It says, you, that means me, y'all. That means you. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives you light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine. Let your good deeds glow out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Woo! Man, if you underline things in your Bible, you should underline that scripture and meditate on that. I don't have time this morning to unpack all that, but let me just share a little bit from my heart on this. Hey, listen, it's easy to shine when everything is going good. It's easy to have the bumper sticker on your car. It's easy to wear the cool Christian t-shirts. It's easy to own, you know, 6.5 Bibles in your house. It's easy to buy all the Christian books on Audible or Kindle or through Amazon. Anybody can do that. The question is when you run into some resistance, when you run into a little bit of issues, amen, when someone offends you, what do you do at that point? How about when someone starts messing with your kids? What do you do? Amen? Somebody says something about you at the water cooler on Monday morning. How do you respond? Somebody bumps into you at Walmart. I had this conversation the other day. Somebody bumps into you at Walmart. And the response I got was, well, I'll punch him in the face. What? So I'm Christian on Sunday. I'm gonna glow on Sunday. I'm gonna wear the t-shirt on Sunday. I'm gonna have the glow stick on Sunday. But on Monday or Sunday night, if somebody crosses me while I'm shopping at Walmart or pulling in on my parking spot, I've seen some people go postal because somebody took their parking spot. Now, bless God, I love my wife with all my heart, 29 years strong. That's not really a clapping moment, but that works. It's good. I like it. She will inevitably drive around a parking lot for 10 minutes looking for the closest parking spot when there's a whole oasis of parking spaces literally just 50 feet that way. Why? Why do you do that? Can someone please enlighten me? I've got candy up for grabs right now. Your feet hurt. That's what I heard from the front row. My feet hurt. All right, you're working it now. You're just trying to get candy out of me. I hear you. Yes. She's calling those things that are not as though they are like a full cart. Amen. Hey, come on, y'all. They got to know our witness. They gotta know our witness on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Wednesday. They gotta know a witness Whether you're in Walmart, they got to know your witness when you come up against some resistance in your life. What do you do? Do you glow? Hey, we got one yes. We got one yes. Just bear with me. I like that young man. I got one yes. Come on, y'all. We have to have our light turned on. There is no dimmer switch that God talks about in his word. There's no dimmer switch. You're either on or you're off. The Bible even talks about it. He said, hey, I would rather you be all in for the world than rather being what? Lukewarm. I'd rather you just go after God. Just go full bore after the world and quit playing this fence thing. On Sunday, you're one way. On Monday, you're another. You as a husband, man, you'll lift your hands in a worship service on Sunday morning. But on Monday morning, you are horrible to live with. Come on, y'all. That's not how this gospel works. There is no off season for us as a believer. You either got the glow or you don't. You either got the shine on the inside of you or you don't. So don't go both ways. You can't be sleeping with her on Saturday night and coming to church on Sunday morning and expecting a blessing and you shacking up. It doesn't work that way. The Bible is our blueprint. The Bible says, don't put anything over your light. Let it shine, Jubilee. Let it shine, Jubilee. Come on, don't forget all the amazing goodness of what God has brought you through. Come on, don't get spiritual amnesia like we've been preaching about to get to the other side if you missed that series of messages about Joshua. Come on, don't get spiritual amnesia about how God supernaturally brought you across your Jordan, brought you across the Red, brought you across hard seasons. Come on, y'all. You got to witness. You got to put others ahead of you. You got to love. And you got to grow. My Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Woo! For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is what saved me. It is what's rescued my marriage. It is what will propel you and I to faith and good works. Stand to your feet, church. Before. Hey, Craig, just kill the auditorium lights for me. Come on, lift your glow stick real high. Lift your glow stick real high. Come on, lift it real high. I gave mine away. I was putting others ahead of me. Do you have an extra one? Hey, they're being thrown in. I'll trade you a piece of candy. I'm good. Thank you. Oh, hey, you gave it to me. Love it. We can't just glow on Sunday, y'all. It has to be a 365 days a year thing, amen? I'm just challenging our church like never before. We must glow. We must push away the darkness. We must be light in a dark world. We must be like a lamp sitting on a lampstand. No shade, nothing hindering it. Father, I just pray all over this auditorium, God. Lord, through the power of that camera this morning, God, I pray, let that drop in our hearts and our soul this morning, God, to let our light shine. Jesus, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you come. Lord, you come and you bring healing. You bring deliverance. Lord, you bring life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Father, all over this auditorium, Lord, you know the condition of our hearts. Lord, you see our destinies, our future. Lord, you see what I drug in here this morning. But I believe, Father God, there is power. Lord, there's power in the name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Come on, if there's somebody in the sound of my voice this morning, today's your day. You want to make Jesus your Lord and your personal Savior. You've been running from Him. You've been hiding. But today you want to be a light in a dark place. I want to invite you up to this front of this auditorium. Our prayer team is going to meet you down here, and we're going to pray for you. If anybody would be so bold to say, Tim, pray for me. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I've never accepted Him. I never accepted Him, but I want to. I want to. I've been running from God. I've been running from God, but today I accept you. Come on, I'm just going to wait 10 more seconds. Somebody is on my heart this morning. Somebody is on my heart this morning. I've been running from God. I know Him, but I've not been serving Him. I've not been living for Him. I've been living for the world. I've been running on both sides of the fence. Church on Sunday, world on Monday. I'm just going to wait just a few more seconds, and then we're going to pray. Come on. Anybody would say, Pastor Tim, I need you to pray for me. Meet me right down here. Come on, don't walk out that door. Don't walk out that door. Thank you, Lord. Come on, lift your glow sticks one more time. Come on, let's make a declaration. Say, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody. Say, Lord Jesus, I will. Shout it. Say, I will. Glow. I will grow. I will love. I'll put others first, and I will witness. I will glow. Shout it, I will glow. Shout it, I will glow for Jesus. Whew. And we thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father. Lord, I feel the Holy Spirit in this room right now, God, charging us, deputizing us, pushing us, God, like never before. Let it glow, Father God. Let it glow. Let it happen in me. Let it happen in the man and the woman beside me, God. Lord, let me, Father God, be a light. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for this incredible Glow Sunday. Lord, let today be a supernatural day in our community, our homes. Lord, at the grocery store today, God. Lord, in our neighborhoods. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, if you agree, can you shout a big, loud amen? Can you take just the next 10 seconds and just give God crazy praise this morning? Oh, come on, come on, come on.